City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to City Current. It's Wednesday, July 20th. I'm Mary Van Sickle, and we are here in the studios at Dakota Media Access. And it's a Mandan City Current, so City Administrator Jim Neubauer is here.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good.
Perfect.
Last full day of spring, and we're ready to head into summer.
Right. A lot of things last night talked about on the agenda, so very
good. You did
good.
Have a busy agenda last night.
Yep.
The first thing I want to talk about was the election results.
Right.
And you guys did accept the voting results, yep. So it's official now in the city.
Yep, the commission approved the abstract of votes, and it really hits home on every vote counts when you have, I think, the Shauna Labor incumbent had 899 votes, and I believe Amber Larson, newcomer to the arena, had 910 votes, so there's 11 vote separation.
Yeah.
Looking at even some of the precincts, there were actual ties in how each of them came through on those.
Yeah.
So if you don't think your vote counts, we'll just call baloney on that one right now and say every vote counts in a very close election like this. So commission approved those last night, and we look forward to, one, we want to wish Commissioner Labor, thank you very much for your 4 years on the commission.
Absolutely.
She's an individual that has dives in deeply into all of the
agenda items.
Asks a lot of very good questions.
Well, hopefully she won't be gone too far away.
Nope.
And we need to thank her, too, because she did have our portfolio.
Right.
So we have a city commissioner in both Bismarck and Mandan that sits on our board and advises us. And Shauna Labor has been that commissioner for the last few years and really, as you say, dug in and really, really done well and been very supportive of us.
She does her homework. And
yeah.
I think Amber was going to follow in those same steps
from
what we know of her so far.
You know, it's so true to form to Commissioner Labor. You know, she's such a class act. You know, I think the Tribune quoted her as saying, you know, you're in good hands with Amber.
Yep.
It was a close election, and no, she's not going to demand a recount. She's okay with the way things are and feels that Amber Larson will do a good job. So.
Yeah. And Commissioner Labor is still involved. She's a member at large on our Planning and Zoning Commission.
That's
right. She's also on Morton County Planning and Zoning. I think she's a member of one of the public school district's committees. So. She is here and she's concerned about the well-being of the community, whether it's the city, the schools, the parks, county. She's involved in a lot of things, and we're happy to have her.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to a new Commissioner Larson coming in on the Mandan City Commission. And then we also completed a school board election and a park district election.
Yep.
School board remains the
school
same.
School board remains the same.
Incumbents all came back in.
Park district, I think they had four people running for three spots. I believe Ann Keller chose not to run. Again, as an incumbent, therefore we'll have Jason Ahrens, Miles Melhoff will be a newcomer to the board, although he did run, I believe, a few years ago. And Chad Hudson-Bieler is also reelected to the board.
So one new member to the park district.
The park board.
Okay. And then all the Morton County election, all the people that were on the ballots there are going to move forward to the general election
Correct.
In November.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll be talking election back then, too.
And they say every vote counts, and now we know why.
11 votes. That's amazing. Also on the agenda last night was Forestry Board came forward talking about Dutch elm disease.
Yep.
This is an annual effort in the community.
Yep. Annual effort where we, there are certainly the ravages of Dutch elm disease have been seen on many of our main thoroughfares, even in Dykstra Park. We've had to take a few trees down that have had Dutch elm. 6th Avenue, most notably, where we had a great canopy of trees. We've lost several of those. And every year we put out a bid and ask for contractors to come in and help the city with, we want to remove as many of these diseased trees as possible every year. So our public works guys, our forestry folks, our grounds maintenance folks all get involved in assisting to make sure that we can get as many trees down as possible.
So last night, advertisement was approved to go out and
get for
those
bids. Yep, we'll wait for 30 days. In addition, I think at the beginning of the meeting, we recognized some of our donators from Endeavor and Starian and Gate City Bank and I believe S&B Landscaping, who folks are entities that donate more than $500 to our PARDS program, which is our Partners in Trees that help plant boulevard trees.
Sure.
They've donated over $500 this year, so we would like to recognize
them.
Really
important effort to replace some of those Dutch elms that we lose.
Great community support from us. So
yeah.
Appreciate that a bunch.
Also, advertised bid last night went out, approved to go out on this 30-inch transmission water line that we've talked about
many times. We've talked about that one a few times.
This is a huge project. Yep. So last night is another big step.
Yep, it's about a $5.2 million project. It replaces a water transmission line from our water treatment plant, which is north, if you're familiar where the Heskett Towers are. Mm-hmm. That transmission line moves to the west to our reservoir on Old Red Trail, known as the Sunset Reservoir, which is, I've said that before, it's a little odd, but it is that reservoir. We've had significant breaks in there the last two Novembers, and this has been on our capital improvement list for a long time. We were able to apply for some State Water Commission grant money, so we were successful in that. So this is the time where we call for bids on the project.
Lots of pieces in this puzzle. So the bid proposal that went out last night will be for the actual labor and construction.
Correct.
The engineering work has been done.
Engineering work's been done. Okay. And now, like I said, the bids will go out, and we'll expect those back within 25 to 30 days, which will put us towards the end of July. Mm-hmm. And commission will look at awarding bids probably in the first part of August, and then contractors can start doing work this fall and this spring. And I think we've got a completion date of probably November 2019 or November 2020. So this is there's a lot of pipe here to replace.
There's a big project. And then also last night was just kind of a footnote on this same project, mm-hmm. is an agreement had to be amended with Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, because you do cross the railroad tracks, yep. to bring in this line.
Right.
So that had to be amended.
The complexities that go along
with it.
It's
really
is. It's just not where we're digging up an old line, putting in a new line, because this transmission line moves under the railroad tracks. It moves through Endeavor's property and then through, luckily, through a lot of open field work, where we won't have that much of an issue with. You know, we're not going through houses,
easements
or streets and things
whatnot.
Like that.
Right.
But it's still
a big project.
A lot of pipe to put in the ground.
Big money, but
yep.
it should serve the community and serve the city of Mandant for quite a long time.
Correct.
Yeah. All right.
Well past our years, I hope. Knock on wood.
You'll bring it back again. We'll talk about it as it starts going. Maybe we'll get some footage and look at that too.
Yeah,
that'd be
fun.
Interesting to watch some of that construction happening. Also back on the agenda last night was the railroad yard district.
Yes.
I mean, we've had the last few meetings. This topic has come up. It's a big project. It's the old Central Market, West Main properties that are still sitting vacant after 5 years.
Yep.
So the city took control of the properties just last summer, I believe, right?
We purchased the property roughly about a year ago.
Okay.
And several different proposals. We've been through this before regarding what should be done with the property. Last night's action by the commission was, you know, we've had the railroad district proposal that we've been working on quite a bit, and which would intake the Central Market building, put half as a 500-seated round table event center space, and half of the property would be used as a...
Relocate the library. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
then a reuse of the old Thrifty White Drug is involved in this project, as well as potential sale of the freight house where the library sits now. And then the potential for a new building also to sit on this property, which would be a private development of
private
residential
development,
and retail.
Yep, looking at the southeast corner of that property as a mixed-use development, retail, commercial space on maybe the bottom two floors, underground parking, upper-scale apartments, I believe, on the top floors.
Yeah.
And in turn, so... when we presented this, we had a public input meeting on May 29th at the Central Market building, received a lot of feedback, and we also had a commission meeting on June 5th, I believe, where commission received feedback too.
Right.
Several emails, a lot of Facebook posting out there.
Yeah.
We've provided those comments to the commission for their consideration.
Well, and I think that it's important to note since the beginning, we've said from the beginning that this is just a proposal at this point in time. This is an idea, this is a concept, and you've been looking for that feedback. And now it seems like you're getting a lot of feedback, which is great. I was telling you earlier, I was looking at your agenda packet.
Mm-hmm.
And those agenda packets, just to remind people, are always on your website. So if you want to see in advance the agenda, the items that will be talked about, and more depth to them, all the documentation that goes with that, you can get in there and look at them in advance of the meeting or at any time. afterwards. But
right. That packet usually goes out on later Friday afternoon.
Right.
In preparation for the Tuesday night's meeting. And, the public can download that or look at it online and see what's going on.
And I had a chance, I was walking through it yesterday and just saw you included all the comments that had come in on social media and direct email to you or commissioners or Ellen Huber. And I thought that was real. It was pretty interesting to go through all those comments.
Right. We wanted to make sure that we'd been asked to kind of catalog or keep track of all the comments we received. And some comments would come to a particular commissioner. Or a particular to myself or to Ellen or to the mayor or Commissioner Labor or whoever. We want to make sure that all of that information was shared.
In one place.
Right. There's some social media posting going on that we were aware of. So we included those items too because not everybody is a Facebook user, believe it or not. And we wanted to make sure that we had captured as many of those as possible. Not sure that we got all of them, but I think we did. There were several pages of documents in there on social media posts.
And I think the thing that it demonstrates is that there was a lot of different opinions as these big issues will bring out, lots of different opinions. I mean, there were everything from move it forward, I love the idea, the rail yard district, we need it, blah, blah, blah. And then to absolutely not, we don't need this at all.
And everything in between. Right.
Yeah. So, but the action taken last night, I think, it's interesting and it seems like the commission is certainly listening to the people and the comments. And the step last night was to set up a committee to now review all these comments.
Yep.
And there was another opportunity, possibly another independent business that is potentially interested that will be doing another site visit soon.
Right.
So give that some chance.
Yep. And so that folks know that during this whole process, we have not stopped looking at potential businesses that could go in there. We had a lead on a grocer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that ends up being, well, the manager of one grocery store thinks this would be a great location for us. When we talk to the owners say, well, not so much.
Yeah.
So we run those leads down. One of the leads is we'll be running down in the first part of July. They want to come and do a site visit, so we'll entertain them on a site visit. Provide them all the information that we can. And, if it were property would move into private hands, I think
everybody
good
feels
for everyone.
That's probably the best option. But again, we've spent 5 years of
spent 5 years doing this
building.
And like I said, from a private real estate firm that had the property up for sale, their efforts from our efforts, nothing has come to fruition yet, but maybe there's a better idea out there right now.
Right.
And I think the creation of this committee, which we'll probably call the West End Development Committee, we'll put that call out for volunteers on our website. We'll give folks who are interested, shoot me an email, shoot me a letter until 5 o'clock on Monday, June 25th.
Okay.
And then because the commission is meeting on Tuesday, the 26th, and they would like to have this committee up and running as soon as possible. And the motion last night was you've got 60 days to do your work. Bring back something, a report to the commission. Yes, move forward on this or try that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, another effort to gather public input on what that property could be used for.
Yeah, that's great. Take a breath. A couple more months is not going to make a huge amount of difference. So
a huge investment for the community.
It is.
No matter what happens to it, whether it goes into private hands. And, if the decision is that we just so the public knows, we can't simply negotiate with someone on the private side. It is city-owned property right now. We have to put it out for a public bid.
Okay.
And whether that's a request for proposals or whatever, but we can't just pick John Doe out of the street and say, hey, let's negotiate a deal on this. We need to put it out for that public bid process. And that would be probably through an RFP.
Another
step forward.
Another step forward, right. Another group of eyeballs, if you will, to look at the project and digest it and come back and either change the plan or move it forward. So you'll bring it back to us.
It'll come back again.
So again, you're looking for volunteers.
Looking
to sit on this committee.
On this committee.
Okay.
Like I said, it's not going to be a forever committee. It's going to be, the commission was pretty clear last night and said, bring us something back within 60 days.
Okay.
And so we'll do our best.
So you're looking for people to respond to you directly. Your emails on your website at cityofmandan.com.
You can hit me at jnewbauer@cityofmandan.com. We would like something in writing from you. A short, 3 or 4 sentence on an email to me would be just perfect. Here's why I'm interested in here's, you don't have to have an idea. You just want to be interested in moving this project forward. Or whatever your idea is, you want to have that seat at the table.
Okay. So, sounds good.
Yep.
Let us know how it's going. New business last night. The North Dakota Public Safety Group retirement proposal came forward to allow the firefighters from Mandan now to join this system.
Right.
That was a pretty lengthy discussion.
Good discussion last night.
Presentation.
We, 2 years ago, the law enforcement, the Mandan Police Department, joined the North Dakota PERS LE plan, or the law enforcement plan, in an effort to try and retain more officers and make it as another benefit to them with the defined benefit package as a part of their retirement. Now, 2 years later, the fire department came forward and said, well, there was some legislation that our fire chief Nardello had asked to be introduced that would allow fire departments to join the same plan.
Okay.
And that was passed. And now Mandan firefighters have asked that they be allowed to join this plan too. So the commission approved that. So we will move forward in filling that paperwork out over the next several
months.
Yep. Yes. And it's not an easy transition. There are several things with our current pension plan versus the new plan that we have to deal with. It's not just sign on the dotted line and it magically happens. But like I said, we will ensure that this gets done for our firefighters. So any new firefighter would fall into this plan.
New hires from this point on.
New hires from this point on. Existing firefighters have the option to either jump into this plan.
To transition
or
to the new one.
Or stay where they're currently at.
Okay. So. All right. That's a move forward for the firefighters of Mandan.
Yes, I think they're pretty happy last night.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Under new business also were some road and sewer and utility projects. Three big ones came forward. One which we've been talking about for quite a long time, and that's Mandan Hill. That moved forward with some road projects last night.
Right. Mandan Hill started about a year ago, and in turn, water and sewer has been put into that development, and now along come the street projects. And so they're looking at putting the streets in yet this year. So there may be the opportunity to buy lots and start houses going up in this area.
And just FYI for anyone who doesn't know where Mandan Hill, that's where
Party on the Mandan. Prairie used to be. If you're looking for the Mandan written out in the concrete white letters, you are, if you go to the west of that property.
Just over the top of that hill.
Yep. Or the Mandan that's written out in the pine trees on the south side of Crying Hill. This would be to the north and to the west.
And this
area
is just the first phase. We do have a map up for our television and online viewers. This would be the first phase of the project that's going in. It encompasses about 65
residential lots would be available, and some multifamily lots would be built in there on the closer to the interstate. So it'll be a good development. And we're glad
close
to see it moving forward.
Convenient location.
Yes. And eventually that connection between Division Street and Mandan Avenue will occur. Mm-hmm. But I think that'll probably be phase three or phase four on down the road. So then there'll be a new east-west corridor through town.
So this went forward last night. The Mandan Hill went forward on road projects last night. Another one that came to the commission last night was Cypress Grove. And that included roads and the utilities.
Yep. Roads, water, and sewer for Cypress Grove, which is to the south of Red Trail Elementary School. So if you're up in that neck of the woods, this was property that the school district used to own, decided it was excess property. You know, back, I think, 35 or 40 years, school district brought property in this area in anticipation of a new school being needed. This is excess property. And school district put it up for sale, developer bought it, and I think then another developer bought it. So we are back into single-family homes in this area.
So this would be directly, is it south of the school itself?
Right, directly south of the school. Okay. There will be, I think, two phases of this. The first phase will start on the southerly part of this property, and then phase two, I think, will kind of put street in on the north side.
So this one went forward as well last
night? That one went forward as well, too.
Okay.
So new home development in town, so those are always good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
A lot of action. And then a third one was Trails West.
Yep.
Subdivision. That went forward also with, roads are already in?
Roads are not in. This is a development that would be just to the, describe it properly, east of where Cypress Grove is, a few roads down.
Okay.
Entrance would be onto directly onto Old Red Trail. Trails West subdivision, I think, started many years ago with some twin homes up in that area. I think these will be some condo shop condo type of unit, more a little more commercial development. Issue here is that there is that is a kind of a major stormwater alley.
Okay.
And cost on the initial phase of the stormwater costs on this were pretty high. And when we look at projects, we also look at, okay, normally in a special assessment project on a new development, we will, the developer will pay for everything underground, everything above ground, the city will special assess. The stormwater costs in this area looked initially very high. And when the commission approved this moving forward last night, it was with the caveat that we think there can be a redesign on the streets and the storm sewer to lower those costs quite a bit.
Okay.
And so that's part of our protection when we look at it going, well, if the amount of special assessments that are going on a lot seem to be extremely high and we start questioning the ability to sell a lot with those specials on it, we'll ask the developer to take a step back and take another look at it or put that money in themselves so sure. that then the city doesn't become at risk
okay.
for a large amount of specials on property. So we're always looking at that to make sure we think the lots are sellable, even with the specials on it.
Okay, so it
moves forward
with that contingency.
With that contingency that they kind of take another look at the streets and the storm water plan in there.
All right. Then you had two resolutions and ordinances come forward last night. One of them had to do with the medical marijuana manufacturing and dispensaries. Locations, allowing those within the city. And so a lot of groundwork's happened already in the state level. I think the county's dealt with some of this already as well. And as I understand, there's only going to be allowed two manufacturing locations
within the whole
state. Two manufacturing
in the state of North Dakota, and I believe eight dispensaries that will be geographically placed, I think.
And the manufacturing locations have already been, the application deadline has already passed.
Correct.
So we're not looking at that necessarily now for the city of Mandan. But dispensary locations are a possibility, and that's what clarified the action last night of where they could actually go.
Right. We wanted to kind of get out ahead of this a little bit and felt that if we interpreted existing code, it could be no different than kind of a drugstore. And we looked at that and said, we probably need to get these dispensaries away from residential areas by 1,000 feet and other items that planning and zoning worked on the revisions with our planner, John Van Dyke, and then presented, here's locations in the map that you can find on our webpage, and also with this agenda packet, outlines those areas where dispensaries could go.
It really cleared up, clears it up. I mean, this map really does show us exactly what's allowed. Those circle areas are areas where they would be prohibited from a dispensary being located near a school, a daycare, residential, that type of thing. So all the solid areas on the map are allowed uses for a dispensary. So it really gives you kind of a really good snapshot of what could potentially happen. We talked earlier, I said, will these, if a dispensary application comes forward or someone wants to place this in one of these areas, they don't necessarily now have to come back to the city because they're zoned correctly.
Right. We did not take a step to require a special use permit. We don't know of anyone that is actually thinking about doing a dispensary in Mandan right now. Not that that can't change this afternoon or tomorrow.
Right.
But we wanted to make sure we are... schools, they have to be 1,000 feet away, residential areas 500 feet away, which is in essence a block, and things like, or two blocks in most cases. So we thought we'd try and get out ahead of this a little bit.
Yeah.
And like I said, planning and zoning approved these changes, and now it went before the city commission.
Okay.
Child care centers is another one that they are 1,000 feet away from a daycare.
Right.
So
we'll see if anything develops from here, but now we're ready for any kind of application.
Yep.
So the other resolution and ordinance area that came forward last night was the cable franchise.
Right. Something we've been working on for many months.
We have. And we talked about it last week with Jason Timonic with the City of Bismarck. They finalized it the week prior, and last night was the final step for the City of Mandan, and Midcontinent will now sign the documents. We assume everybody will sign, and we're in place for 10 years.
Right. And I think the important part about this is that this is another example of a good working relationship between the City of Mandan, City of Bismarck, and Dakota Media Access, and yourself and everyone here, is that we just didn't think that it made sense to have two different ordinances working for our cable companies, whoever it would be, Midco or anyone else that comes to town. It makes sense.
And
the cooperating agreement that we had in this working relationship has always worked really well together. And where it makes sense to work together, we certainly do.
Yeah. It's easier for us, certainly, because we serve both the City of Mandan and Bismarck. And I think we have a document now that'll take 10 years into the future. Whether or not we're all here at that time, we don't know. But
be interesting.
I think it's good.
What's been interesting part about this is that the technological language from when the last one was probably 15 years ago to now, it's all of these new terms that are drafted that you weren't around 15 years ago.
took a while to get through the documents, but we're fortunate. We had a good working relationship. Yep. And again, everybody working together, I think we've got what we need to move forward. But I think just a point I want to make too is that there's often, I often hear people say that our cable provider has a monopoly and that they're given an exclusive opportunity to operate within the community. And that's not really correct. However, I do recognize that it's a considerable investment to come in and put a cable system in place. That doesn't happen easily.
No.
But it is available to other cable operators.
That's absolutely true. It's not an exclusive right. So someone else could certainly come in and provide some competition to Midco, whether that be within the City of Mandan or if Midco were bought by another company, the same deal.
Right. So they'd have to operate under the conditions the ordinance spells out. So, it was a good process, and I appreciate the opportunity to be a part of it. I was glad. It was very nice that the cities in Bismarck and Mandan said, you guys need a seat at
together.
The table. And it really helps us out to move forward in what we do.
I think compliments to Midco, too, because their representatives have been very accommodating with both communities and with yourself as far as language changes and wordsmithing and things like that, that they've been responsive and you know, there are some things that they said no to.
We're fortunate.
That just couldn't do. And some things they said, absolutely, we'll make those changes and move on.
We're glad that we're dealing with, you know, local people, a regional manager. We know that, you know, had we had to work with Comcast, we'd be talking to people out of Philadelphia, or we'd be dealing with people from Seattle or Chicago or whatever that wouldn't really understand our community and what we need. So we're fortunate to move that forward. That kind of wraps us up for the program, but we do want to talk about
the program, but we've got big rodeo days coming up.
We do. Mandan's big event for probably the biggest of the year.
Yes.
Between rodeo days, art in the park, all class reunion and a parade, and it's exhausting.
Pick your favorite.
To talk
you've got Kaleidoscope going on up at the high school auditorium too. So, you know, if you can't find anything to do in Mandan over the July 2nd, 3rd, 4th, probably the first two, then you have not been looking very hard.
Yeah.
And there's a website up on you can go to the Mandan Progress Organization and type that into your search engine. There are a list of all the events, when Art in the Park starts, which I think is July 3rd through July 4th. The parade absolutely will be on July 4th, you know, always weather dependent. We're not in a downpour or a lightning strike going on. So we won't knock on wood on that one.
There is a lot going on. And they have their own, I mean, the mandanrodeo.com or Man in Progress Organization. Art in the Park has its own website. So all the schedules are there.
A lot of our participating sponsors will also have a brochure at their counter. So if you're in buying gasoline or groceries or something like that, you can probably pick up a brochure that you can carry around with
Tickets
you
are available online. The rodeo is a great event. There's always a lot of entertainment in the park, a lot of music, and certainly a ton of food.
Yes.
I was looking at the food vendor list yesterday, and there was some amazing, I mean, everything from cheese buttons to brats to fried bread
things like I said
or
earlier,
whatever.
If you can't find anything to do, you're not looking hard enough. And number two, if you go away hungry, then you just haven't found the right vendor.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty positive you'll be able to find the right vendor.
Absolutely. And I think we should also mention fireworks before we go.
Fireworks, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. No sky lanterns or bottle rockets. And there is a time limit on there. I think you can run off the top of my head, I'm sorry. but we did have announcement on our cityofmandan.com website on when you can let fireworks off. And like I said, it, You may be able to buy them before July 2nd, but it is illegal to set them off
within city limits.
Within city limits until July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
That's it.
That's it.
And then they're done.
Right.
In city limits and Mandan.
And we want everybody to be respectful of what they do and when they let those off, because we get a number of people saying, yeah, we love them. And we also get a number of people saying, get rid of them. So we want to encourage folks, be respectful of your neighbors, clean up after yourselves. And most people do an awesome job. I see people out with their broom and their leaf blowers and their garbage cans picking up
fireworks
after
the and after 4th, the parade.
It's great.
People,
yep.
Clean up.
After the parade,
be
people
safe.
Pick up around you. What do they say on the beach? If you pack it in, pack it out.
There you go.
And so work's also very good for the parade. We do have Armstrong Sanitation. We'll be running two garbage trucks at the end of the parade where you can throw your garbage in so you don't have to put it in your car and walk home with it. So that's something we started many years ago and helps keep things cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk to you on the backside of that big event. You can give us a wrap up at that point.
We'll talk to
you. Have fun and be safe.
Later in July, I believe, is our next round. So
sounds good. Thanks, Jim. And thank you for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on KDAC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.